I'm in your bedroom. I can explain. Okay, I suppose it is pretty obvious. Yes. I was playing with your bondage restraints, and after I had locked my ankles to the bedposts, I realized I'd grabbed the wrong keys. I didn't confirm the keys. I had went to these padlocks. Oh, I thought they were the same ones I used last week, but oh, I'm really sorry. I know I messed up. I was supposed to be babysitting, and if something had gone wrong while I was chained here, oh, if your son had woken up and come in and found me lying on your bed, naked, with my wrists cuffed together and my ankles cuffed to the bedposts, oh, I mean, that would have led to some very awkward questions. I understand if you want to fire me. No, I didn't go snooping. It was 3 weeks ago. Your son didn't want to take his bath, so he was running away from me all through the house, and he came in here and thought the closet door was open. I don't think he saw anything or knew what he was looking at, but yeah, I had thought about this sort of thing a lot. And then seeing your collection here, it's, I couldn't help myself. I didn't touch them the first time, but after I got him to go to sleep, I came in to see what you had, and wow, it's an impressive collection, especially for a single guy. I mean, I was wondering who you used them on. Not that it's really my business. I spent the whole week thinking about them. How it would feel to be restrained, helpless. Yeah. I tried some of them out the next week, put the cuffs on loosely enough that I could slip out, kept all my clothes on. I spent that whole week remembering it, wishing I had done more. Wanting to feel really restrained. Last week I tried a little bit more. One cuff was loose enough that I could get out. I stripped down to my underwear. After a bit, I pulled my hand out of the loose cuff and touched myself. And touched myself. I was thinking about all the other toys in here, the paddles and crops, the clamps, the gags, the steel yoke. Yes, I was thinking of you using them on me. You're just so always in control. It's just an aura of authority around you. It had always turned me on. But seeing what was in there, knowing you were interested in that, oh, I got off thinking of what you might do to me. Then I put everything away and got dressed before you got home. When I got back to my apartment afterwards, I fingered myself again. All this week, it was all I could think of at night. And then tonight, I had to try even more, so... Well... You can see the result. I stripped entirely, locked my ankles to the corners of the bed, cuffed my wrists together, gagged myself with a ball gag, played with myself a bit, and then when I went to release the cuffs, I realized I had the wrong keys. I knew you'd be mad when you found out, and I had to finger myself again, knowing that you would see me like this. That I wasn't able to stop it, that I was helpless. I was so turned on. I took off the ball gag so I could call out to you when you got home. So, I'm really sorry. I've enjoyed babysitting your son. But I understand. Huh? You're not sorry? Oh, fuck. Your fingers... Your fingers raising up my body. They're setting me on fire. You knew? You saw that things had moved? You swapped the keys? Left the padlocks unlocked deliberately? Oh, fuck. You set me up. Yes, sir, you're right. I was the one who didn't check the keys and the locks first. You're letting me choose? What are my choices? For real? You will let me lose and I can get dressed and go home. And you won't fire me. That's fantastic. I really need this to help cover my student loans. Wow. What's the other choice? Oh. You finish restraining me, and then you use me. I want you to use me so much, so... Yes, sir. I've never actually done this sort of thing before, so... I've never had a safe word. Do you have one that you'd prefer I use? When I was in theater back in college, we used scene off in improv sessions to indicate that we weren't playing anymore. Can I use that as a safe word? Okay. My safe word is seen off. Yes, I feel a lot better knowing I have a safe word. What are you going to do to me? Oh, fuck. I didn't see that eyeball on the headboard. I feel so helpless now. Stretched out across your bed with my ankles so far apart. Oh, please touch my nipples, please. Oh, see how hot they are for you, please. Yes, you get to tease me as long as you want to. Helpless little sluts who chained themselves to the bed don't get to be in charge. Oh. Oh, sir, that feels so good. The way you touch me, it's like your fingers are marking your territory. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I should be punished. Oh, nipple clamps. Oh, fuck. Yes, sir, it hurts. But it's a good hurt. Please clamp the other one. Oh, ow. Yes. Oh, yes, sir. The pain tells me that I'm yours. Yes, sir. I am yours. Even if you release me, I'm yours. Thank you, sir. Oh, fuck. Yes, sir. Tug on the clamps. Oh, fuck. That hurts. But I need more. Please use me, sir. I can't close my legs. My pussy's wide open for you. I'm so wet. Please. Oh, fuck. Yes, sir. I'm your helpless little slut. You can tease me as long as you want. I couldn't stop you if I wanted to. Oh, I love when you talk on the clamps. I love when you touch me. I love everything you do to me. I need more punishment for messing up your bed. Yes, sir, I want you to hurt me like that. I want to give you everything. Get loud. I'm sorry. You'd better gag me so we don't wake your son. I feel very suitably used. Are you going to keep me chained to your bed? Keep me as your helpless little slut? Oh, is that where the real keys were? Yeah, I was never going to look there. Feels good to move again. I chained myself up about an hour before you got home. You put the clamps on, so I assumed you would take them off when you were ready to. Thank you. Spend the night if you like. Will it cause a problem with your son? I know he likes me, but does he like me enough for me to be spending the night? He's old enough to realize what that means. Love to spend the night here. I told you that even if you released me, I was still yours.